Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good evening, wherever you are. Hey.
Hey.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
And as you may have already guessed,
we finish each other's sentences.
So we're hoping you include it. It'll make it much more enjoyable for all of us.
That's true.
Because you know what?
Know what?
Today, it's all about put your listening ears on.
I like that.
You know, listening is one of our favorite topics, so how wonderful that we get to have an entire show on the topic. It is such a valuable tool.
It's critical to a relationship of any kind, whether it be a business relationship or a working relationship. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
And listening is also critical to the skill set of living in the moment. And if you want your life to be a transformational event, listening is key.
You mean like an unfolding rather than a worrying about?
Yeah, an unfolding rather than a worrying about.
Can I talk about something completely different?
Sure.
We went and visited some friends in Yonkers, New York this weekend. That was their housewarming. And on the way back, we ran out of gas with our car. You know, we have one of these Priuses that give you great gas mileage.
And it calculates the average gas mileage, but we calculated it for several
tanks of gas, so it's no longer really accurate. So according to our calculations, we had
a gallon and a half left. 60 miles.
We'll get home. We ran out of gas. So I pulled off the thruway, and I pulled into Paterson, New Jersey, which is a very, it's like being in Spanish Harlem. Everybody there spoke Spanish.
So when we asked, do you know of a local gas station, you could see them trying to translate
the
question.
They couldn't understand.
In, mm-hmm.
Right, so eventually, so here we are in a less than stellar neighborhood. That puts it nicely, yes?
Yes.
And trying to figure out what to do. And the immediate thing is to worry, because your mind goes to the worst possible scenarios. And we've all seen those movies where somebody goes off the thruway into a gang neighborhood. And here we were. And so I leave Ariel in the car, and I set off to get gas where I don't know. And I walk about a half a block, and I see a police car. So I flag him down, I go over, I tell him I need gas, I ran out of gas, he puts me in the back seat of his car, and he drives me to a gas station, where I proceed to get some gas, and then he brings me back to our car, I proceed to put the gas in the car, it starts, it runs, we go to the gas station, fill up, and go home. It was a wonderful, exciting adventure, because I wasn't worrying about whether or not how it was going to turn out, because I was just there moment by moment watching it unfold.
And it was actually filled with a whole host of sweet people who spoke a different language than we did, because Spanish is the predominant. It was really an interesting also adventure in listening, where you could see them tune in and try to grok from our words what we intended, and we were having to listen to them as they were speaking Spanish, telling us where to go to get gas.
They actually sent me in the right direction. But
we just weren't sure how far to go.
Right, it was quite a ways away. Then I saw this police car.
So let's talk.
You don't want to ride in the back of a police car. they don't put the air conditioning back there, and the seat is hard plastic. So,
and that's the least of your worries if you're in the back of
a
police car.
Right. So I said to the cop, you know, I never want to have to ride in the back of one of these things again. Anyway, we're talking about listening. We're talking about transformation happens when you listen in your life. See, your mind is filled with so much information you think you already know.
So were you listening to Shia's story, or were you waiting for us to get on with the
to the programmed to the important stuff.
Your entire life is the important stuff.
That's right.
If you follow it where it takes you.
Whatever's going on, if you're here for it, if you're curious about where your life is in this moment, if you take this active interest in being where you are, suddenly your life is full of technicolor pictures rather than, how's your day? Same old, same old. No, it doesn't have to be same old, same old. It could be new and exciting and unique and different in each moment, because each moment is new, unique, exciting, and different.
Unless you're resisting something that's happening in this moment, which is the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist persists, grows stronger, it dominates your life. You get stuck with it.
So if you say no to your situation, you're stuck in that situation.
And it replays in your mind.
When we ran out of gas, I had to say yes. I didn't have to, but I did.
Second principle, you can only be exactly where you are and as you are in any given moment.
So in the moment we ran out of gas, we could have only run out of gas.
And, you know, self-recrimination at that point did
nothing
to fill the gas tank.
Doesn't change anything, right.
So you can only be where you are, how you are, in any given moment.
And if you are being where you are and as you are, rather than resisting how you are, things complete themselves.
And rather serendipitously, it was just a very flowing, lovely event as we relaxed into it and allowed ourselves to be where we were without resisting. Because the first knee-jerk thing is, oh no, not this, or how could I have done that, or the mind wants to second guess.
And you could either complain in your thoughts about how you did it wrong, like we should have gotten gas earlier, or you play the cards that you got dealt.
And here's the neat thing about it. We now understand the workings of our car a bit better. We won't get caught like that again. It's not a decision we need to make. It's something that we now have included.
Now we know
the possibility that if we let it average the gas tank after tank and we do some city driving, it may not be currently accurate.
That's right, because you get so many thousands of miles at a highway speed, then you go into the city and you're burning up three or four times as much gas as you would on the highway.
By the way, that is such a great metaphor for life, where once you see something, you actually know it. You don't have to rehearse it. You don't have to regurgitate to yourself how you did it wrong and work it over. You can just see it and let it go and move on. Now let's talk about our definition of true listening. Our definition is this. Listening to another person. In fact, at the beginning of the show, I was listening to hear what Shia had to say from his perspective. It's not about checking in to see if it agrees with my perspective.
It's not about if what I have to say is on the same line of thought as her perspective. So I took the show in a completely different direction than Ariel expected me to, because we didn't rehearse this. You know, we don't rehearse this. We just live it moment by moment. So it was like, I took the show to talk about running out of gas. She didn't say, oh, no, you shouldn't talk about that. That'll make us look stupid.
If you want to put your listening ears on, it really is about saying yes.
Yes.
It's about saying yes to what you hear. That does not mean you have to agree with the content. It's about simply listening to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective. And when you do that, it has a transformational effect.
Well, it pulls you into the current moment of your life. That's one thing, which has transformation be the byproduct of it. But the other thing is this. If you actually listen to another person and they feel heard, their life transforms in the same moment. See, most people aren't listening. They're listening to their thoughts about what's being said. They're listening to see if they agree or disagree. And look, when somebody agrees with you, it doesn't mean they hear what you say. It just means that they're saying that what you're saying somehow matches up to how they see life from their point of view.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of you listening today, our listeners, have an idea about yourself where you either think, I'm a good listener, or I'm not so good a listener. And those ideas, those labels themselves get between you and actually listening. Because at any time, that's at some time or other, those ideas are going to be inaccurate. There will be times, if you're generally a good listener, when you're not. And there'll be times when you sometimes, if you habitually have difficulty listening, there'll be times when you're riveted and actually hearing what another person has to say. Our approach is anthropological. It has to do with awareness and getting interested in seeing how you are without judging what you see.
Awareness is not psychotherapeutic, you know. Our approach is not about working on yourself. Awareness is seeing something for what it is, not what you wish it should be.
Yes, so I can see, for instance, when I become aware of what gets between me and listening, a big culprit can be fatigue, where if I'm really tired, it is more challenging. Or for instance, here I am, I'm talking to you right now. I just got a little instant message from our
engineer. And yes, we are going to do
three
it in
three segments today.
Yes.
And sometimes, so actually, if Shai is talking and I get another input, it also makes it difficult to listen. So if you get interested in what gets between you and true listening, then life becomes amazingly easy and your relationships become easy and your life becomes an unfolding, as Shia so aptly put at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to worry about how you're going to handle it. You just handle it. And we have a caller.
Yes, we do have a caller. Let's take him.
Shay, are you there?
Nice to talk to you.
Hey,
hello. Nice to talk to you too.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yay.
Is it nice in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
That's great. It's really nice to hear that somebody finds where they are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's been raining so much lately, and the plants are just, like, exploding. You know, I bike to work every day, and, like, I see so much beauty. It's a really nice way to begin and end my work day.
Excellent. Hey, before Shay asks whatever he has to ask, you may want to become aware of if you diverted off from listening to him because you were comparing your experience of your weather where you are to what Shay is talking about. And that is another thing that gets between you and true listening, and that's comparing.
Yes.
And tangential thought.
And tangential thought, because our minds are computers. And when we talk about something, it's going to bring up similar somethings in your thought processes.
So he says flowers exploding, and the next thing you know, you're thinking about the flowers in your own backyard.
I got lost in the word exploding, man. You know, it really exploded.
Life is grand.
Yes. Shay, what can we do for you?
So I got the email about the show, and I looked at the theme, and I went to just a conversation that I had with my parents last night, and I was noticing that it's really easy for me to kind of fall back into, like, automatic mode with my parents, where I'm not, like, 100% there listening to them.
Well, it's not that you're not 100% there. Look, listening is an all-or-nothing type of thing. It's like a light switch.
Mm.
Really is. It's not like on a rheostat. It's, you know, where you're a dimmer. You're either listening or you're not listening.
But in a way, Shay, what you're talking about is why most car accidents happen within a few miles from home. People go on automatic in familiar, notice the word family, familiar circumstances, and they're not there. So you get around your family, and there's nothing more familiar than that. Grew up in that. A certain part of you relaxes and checks out. And it doesn't take a lot. What it takes is simply, once you notice that you're listening with half an ear, diverting your attention back to being with them.
Got it. Yeah, that's exactly how it feels. It's like it's comfortable, you know.
Well, I have a question. Are you judging yourself a little bit for falling back into mechanics with your family?
Yeah, I probably am.
Well, that'll keep you stuck.
Yeah.
Anything you resist or judge keeps you stuck.
Yeah, that's totally true. I think I did judge myself a little bit, thinking that I should be able to.
Beyond that already.
Yeah, you should be over this by now.
Right.
You should be transformed.
Yeah.
Well, say you are transformed. And being transformed isn't a static space. It's not static. It's not like you have arrived. You've taken the magic transformation pill, and now you no longer are distracted by things in your life. You're just, you know, sitting there on the lotus blossom. It doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, perfect example, you say you ride your bike to work each day and from work each day. Well, when you go down the road of life, there are times where sitting upright on your bike is absolutely the wrong place to be. You need to lean into the curb. Or if your little micro muscles are managing your balance. So being in the moment is not about always being dead center. It's about noticing when you're starting to fall to the left and bringing yourself back upright, you know, and leaning into the curb.
Yeah.
And I think you have this expectation when you go see your family, you should be dead center all the time. And there's not a whole lot more curvy terrain than being around one's family.
And here's the thing. Your family wants you to be who they expect you to be. See, and that's from the past. That's their expectations of you as a good little boy. They want to know who you are by who you've been. And so if you show up differently, they'll do everything they can to get you back the way you were. And if, as I'm sure you have, if you're normal, tried to prove to your family, your parents mostly, that you have somehow excelled or exceeded them in their life
choices, lifestyle,
right, then they will do the best they can to prove to you that you're still the little brat that you always were.
You know,
and
we
usually succeed.
And we have to go to a break here in a moment. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
On our way there, just consider this, that when you are going for approval or you're proving something, you can't be truly listening. We'll be back in a moment. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new power. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hey, this weekend coming up in New York City, we're doing the Intimacy Weekend. It's a great place to listen to one another, and we have lots of people coming from all over, and you are invited. In June, the 22nd through the 24th, we'll be in Cambridge, England for the Step Into Your Brilliance course.
That's only about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, very neat. And Creativity and Intuition in New York City toward the end of July, the 27th through 29th. And that's always a really fun course, particularly in the middle of the summer. I don't know why, but it really is. And if you want to know more, just go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. You still with us, Shay?
Yes, indeed.
You know, one of the things that may get between you and your folks is you may sometimes think that they treat you less than the age that you are, or like you don't know, or something like that. Do you ever get caught by that?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that, because that happened to me today,
mm-hmm.
and it was so funny. Shai and I and our assistant Christina went to Pennsylvania today to get some blood tests, because we're starting a new dietary regimen where they test your blood first to see what
you need.
Yeah.
And we didn't know where we were going in that state, so we
used the GPS.
But, of course, the GPS was taking us to the main road near here, and I certainly know how to get to the main road near here, but when we turned it on, we started from our home, so it was saying, make a right, and go to the corner and make right, and I was thinking to myself, I know that already, don't tell me. And I thought it was so funny, because my mind was objecting to a machine.
Yeah.
And it's not that your parents treat you any particular way, it's that you have an automatic internal conversation that objects to what is.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have to say is no more or less irritating than the GPS.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you can have a sense of humor about it, it's going to go a long way toward making things easy.
You have a sense of humor about yourself, and that you have a mind that offends itself with other people's behaviors.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Excellent. Hey, well, thank you for calling in today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was really nice to talk to you guys both.
Yeah, say hi to Allie for us.
You got it.
Okay.
Hi. We have another caller.
Yes, let's take her.
Yes.
Alexandra.
Hey there, it's Alex from London.
Hi, Alex. It said Alexandra on here. I thought you were being formal with us today.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Is jolly old London being jolly these days?
We had lots of wonderful weather recently, yes.
Oh, oh,
that
see,
will
you're
make
probably...
even a Londoner jolly.
What can we do for you today?
Yes, I was just wondering, because your theme this in this show is listening, and I was just thinking that I listen so much to my own negative thoughts, this kind of continuous tape going on,
that
you're,
well,
you know,
perfect.
This is not good enough, and you're not doing good enough, and this should be like that, and the constant criticism in my head.
Yes, that's perfect that you have that. Now, here's the thing. Do you like that, those, quote, negative thoughts?
No, I don't like them.
Right. So are you judging them?
Yes.
So what is the first principle of instantaneous transformation?
Anything that I judge stays with me.
That's right.
Yippee!
Hey, isn't that great? If you see this, if you catch this, then if you have thoughts that you call negative, notice them without judging them.
And if you find yourself judging them...
Then don't judge yourself for judging them when you're judging them. Just notice it.
Yes.
And if you still judge yourself for judging yourself when you're judging yourself, then don't judge yourself for judging yourself when you're judging yourself. Just notice it until you reach a place of neutrality.
Yes.
And it is possible to reach a place of neutrality. And that's the thing. If you neutrally notice that you have a mind that is judgmental and don't judge yourself for that, it'll lose its power over your life.
Yes.
The other thing you might You may want to take a look at something, Alex.
Yes.
Because you're talking about these negative comments that say, I'm not good enough. You haven't looked to see how listening to them is convenient and has value.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by that?
I noticed last time I asked you a question on the Premium Excellence Club.
Yes.
And you told me that that it was a way of avoiding intimacy.
Mm.
Well, it does. Actually, that's perfect. If you want to get yourself upset over some negative thoughts, then you will not feel like being intimate. See, you have this choice. You have these thoughts that run by in your mind. Your mind is a machine, and it generates thoughts. It's like a random thought-generating machine, and it is influenced some by the circumstances of your life, so that you change the circumstances, you change the random thoughts, but they're on a different theme, that's all. And so you can either disturb yourself with your thoughts, like by disagreeing with those thoughts or thinking you shouldn't have those thoughts, and that makes you very unavailable to your life in each moment.
Yes.
I was also thinking in terms of creativity and intuition, for instance, or activity. If I'm sitting down to write the chapter of our next book or get started on it, I can talk to myself about not being very good at it as a way to avoid fully engaging in the project. And sometimes when you don't know how to do something or you don't know how to start something, having those conversations on tap are really convenient because you can get lost in that so that you don't have to actually be here.
Yes. That's very clever of the mind, isn't it?
It is. Our minds are just so amazing. They protect us. They protect our survival or whatever we consider ourselves to be. So if we think we're not so good at it, we'll defend that tooth and nail. By the way, Alex mentioned the Premium Excellence Club, and if you don't know what that is, the Excellence Club is our online email list where people...
Our newsletter.
If you sign up, you get our newsletter, you get a video of the month, an article of the month. The Premium Excellence Club is an online subscription series where you subscribe for a year, for a nominal fee. It's not very much each week, and you get a video of us working with someone each week in your inbox, as well as special articles each month. And the aspect of the Premium Excellence Club that Alex was talking about is the question and answer segment, where subscribers can write in, ask questions, and we reply and publish it either with their first name or anonymously for them, and also for all of the other subscribers to the Premium Excellence Club.
That's just for me really, I think, an important thing to know, that it's a way of avoiding to be here and be in the moment and
but
do what
that,
I have to do.
Yes, but this is all fine, except that I hear in how you're speaking, you make yourself wrong for doing that.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear what you're saying? Like, you
yes.
If you were really a good person, you would never go out at a moment.
Yeah.
Which puts the pressure on you to be a certain way, which is not what transformation is about. Transformation, enlightenment, is about being as you are in the current moment of your life and having that be okay.
Can I add one esoteric element to it with you, Alex?
Yeah.
I know that next week in New York City is Book Expo America. And I know that you're in publishing and you work with Hay House, and you also do some freelance things like foreign rights, selling authors foreign rights. And you're coming to this Book Expo America, which is, as far as I know, one of the largest in the world each year.
Yes.
There are a lot of people preparing to come to Book Expo America right now who think they're no good, who don't know what they're doing, who are being hard on themselves, who are afraid they're never going to get ahead. And it's interesting if you start to notice how your thought process changes. We notice it sometimes on a Monday night. We can tell if the people who are arriving on Monday night or going to arrive are in good shape or disgruntled or being hard on themselves or are happy, because our thought processes start to line up with who we are meeting even before we meet them.
Yes, amazing.
It's one of these survival things that is in our cellular structure that has come down through the billions of years of life on this planet. Because, you know, we weren't just born the day we were born. We were an extension of our parents. We came from the tree of life that our family came down. So we are just the end result of all those who came before us. And the ones that had this ability to know what was going to show up, this psychic interaction with life, so they knew what they were going to be meeting, those are the ones that survived. And they passed on this ability to all of us. But usually we're so preoccupied with our thoughts and trying to do our lives right, trying to get where we think we ought to be, that we don't utilize or have the facility available to us because we're not listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ariel says it's esoteric, yes, it's esoteric, but also it's very practical.
And I know we often talk about this, Alex, on many shows. We haven't yet today, but perhaps in a roundabout way. It's about being kind to yourself. So if your thoughts are saying, I'm no good at this, where you're kind to yourself for having said that, rather than listening to it as if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening, when we talk about put your listening ears on, it really has more to do with also put your listening eyes on, where you divert your eyes out into the real world and you listen to the real world rather than...
I don't think you divert your eyes. I think you actually look at what's going on around you. Because I think most of the time people have diverted their eyes from what's going on and they lost a thought.
Yeah, when I said that, I had a picture in my mind of a person looking into middle space.
Right.
And then they divert it. But I see what you mean
that's
focusing
more, right.
back into the real world.
Right.
If
you're getting lost in your life, look around you. See, if you look around you and look at your environment and see where you are, that brings you present.
Taste your cup of tea. Listen to who's around you.
Feel the air. The sounds in the air. You know, life is available to us if we're not lost in our thoughts.
Yes.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about my kids are screaming in the background, and my au pair is not really able to handle them.
Well, maybe you should go and save
your au pair and take care of your kids. Give your kids the attention of your being with them and see if that doesn't have them be really well-behaved.
Yes.
If you really listen to them before they demand it, before they need it, if you listen to them for the sake of listening to them rather than to get them out of your hair, it
can have a profound effect. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks very much for taking the time and answering my question. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, and we look forward to seeing you when you come to New York.
Yeah, me too.
Excellent.
And have a great course this weekend.
Oh,
thank you.
We will.
Promise.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I was looking at another thing that gets between people and listening, and that's when they have a plan in place.
Right.
You know, in a certain respect, she had a plan to talk to us, and then her life changed. Her children needed
attention.
Attention.
Right.
And I'm glad she left. But I'm recalling the time you and I went when we were remodeling our kitchen, and we had a plan in place to buy a Viking stove,
right. And then we got to the, we were at this time they had these Home Depot
design centers,
and we said we went to the clerk, we want to see the Viking stoves, and from about six different people in the area, they said,
Don't buy
a Viking.
And at first it was like, well, wait a minute, because, you know, that was my dream or Shai's dream.
So we didn't really want to give that dream up too soon.
All these different
people
talked about how, for them, why it didn't work. And it was really interesting to tune our ears to listen to what they had to say. And it was an excellent thing that we did. We have to go to a break now, shall we?
Oh, yes.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So
come on back. Don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health.
health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
What do we got to talk about now?
It's really about this anthropological approach where you become aware of what gets between you and listening. It's not about being a good listener or a bad listener.
You know what I find interesting?
Mm-hmm.
How I can remember people's names very well on Monday nights when we meet new people if I'm there listening when they say their names.
Right.
But if I get lost in a thought, you know, like trying to remember their name from having come before, or
you're still interplaying an interaction you just had with someone.
Right. If I'm not there, I can't remember their name. But if I'm really there, listening when they say their name, it usually sticks pretty well.
We have another caller. Let's take her.
All right.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. Thanks. I'm loving listening to the show.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. I'm coming to the Intimacy Weekend this weekend. I'll be there.
All right. That's great.
Yeah.
How's your dog? I hear your dog ate a light bulb.
My dog did eat a light bulb. He's doing so well. And
is he bright?
You know what? Who was it? Fernanda said, is he enlightened?
That's better than mine.
No, both were great. They were great. And my question has to do with my dog, and he had major surgery and was in the hospital for 3 days, and I reached out to my friends, who are a lot of your friends that we know in this community that I met through you guys.
Right.
And they have been amazing. They've been supportive and loving and even giving me ideas of how to creatively pay the huge vet bill. And the love and support that's been coming my way has been so touching and astounding. And I find it hard sometimes to listen to. I find it hard to accept.
It goes against your story.
You got it.
You know, and here's the thing, Susan. That's not so personal. Each of us have stories put in place back when we were younger versions of ourselves, when we were less adept at anything, moments of contraction.
Right, and those stories don't portray us very well.
And everybody has one.
At least one. You know, you have themes about yourself.
How you are at sports. How you are in relationships.
How you are with schoolwork.
How you are with kids. How you are with time. Everybody has multiple stories. It includes their families. It includes... And so when what rushes in is expressions of love, sometimes there's this urge to slow it down because...
Well, if you don't think you're very lovable and have been gathering evidence to prove that over your lifetime, then when a lot of people express their love for you, it's really difficult to deal with.
Right.
Does that sound
anywhere
near accurate, Susan?
That sounds right on the mark, right on the money, exactly.
I remember something about you. There was a benefit for some street children in the Congo that you did some stand-up comedy for in January. And it was like this miniature one-woman show, and it was compelling and brilliant and funny. And I remember pieces of it. I remember pieces of it word for word. And I still am stuck with one word you used in there. You talked about yourself. You said, in those days, I was such a... Then you used the B word. And I thought that was such a harsh characterization of you, because as you were being that person, because you were acting what you were being like in those days, that person wasn't at all, excuse the expression, bitchy. She was young. She was a little lost. She
maybe a little
self-consumed.
Scared.
She was scared. But she had this huge heart, and that umbrella over the top was so shocking. I was really surprised that you had come to that conclusion. And our conclusions we draw about ourselves are largely drawn in moments where we are disappointed or upset. And by the way, upset is one of the hugest things that gets between people and listening. When you're upset, you can't really hear reality.
No, you don't hear anything. You have monocular vision. It's like you're down a tunnel. And so what's said is never gets through.
Yeah. So those thoughts, these assumptions I'm making, these thoughts I'm having, I created years ago.
Yeah, but when you say these thoughts I'm having and I created...
Well, it's like this. You've got this random generating machine that generates thoughts, and you think you're creating those thoughts. You're not creating them. You're listening to them.
I say dog. You picture Topper, your dog.
Right.
I say dog, you may even picture...
I had a Dalmatian just then.
It's not something you do. It's something
the
mechanic...
Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's an automatic response.
Now, I don't know if you were listening to Alex in the previous segment, but you could really see it with her as well. She takes her internal dialogue so personally.
Yes.
And that really is something that with this awareness game where you start to recognize that stream of conversation, it's like the soundtrack that goes alongside a movie. It's something that's placed over top of the experience of living here. It has nothing to do necessarily with reality. I mean, occasionally, if it says bus coming, get out of the way.
Right.
Listen to that one. But your conversation about yourself, how you look, your attractiveness, your like that, I wouldn't listen to it because, for the most part, our internal conversations find fault with us and actually operate as if we're less attractive than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're proving that you're more attractive, that's over top of the idea that you're less attractive. I mean, I saw an interview once with, what was her name, Ireland.
Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland, who was on the cover of the
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
There you go. Twice, 2 years running. And the person conducting the interview asked if she considered herself to be attractive. And she said no.
She said, I'm okay. I'm
right.
All right.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you look like. What you think you look like is always less than other people's experience of you.
Yeah.
You think less of yourself than other people see you as.
Yes, that's true.
You know, it's interesting, Susan, obviously, as you can tell, if you're a listener here, we know her. We know you. And
Susan.
We know, Susan, that one of the things that you do for work is that you're a speech teacher and a dialect reduction coach. So if a person has
an accent.
Accent that gets between them and people being able to understand them, you are a brilliant coach at supporting people to learn how to speak in a way
that accent no longer is between them and the person who's listening to them.
And when you hear somebody, like our friend Karen, who comes from Taiwan and had a very strong Taiwanese accent, and when you listen to how she forms words, you don't judge her for forming them that way. You're listening to hear how she forms them and looking to communicate another possibility.
Right.
You use an anthropological approach when you're teaching. You just haven't really
applied it to your own life and life circumstances.
That's right. But if I can do it with my students, I certainly can start bringing awareness to myself.
The other thing is, if you bring awareness to yourself, you will be a better teacher, because the non-judgmentality will go deeper and stronger and truer, and it's just being in your presence, they will relax, because they know there's not going to be this switch that flips into judgmentalness. So something in them can relax. So in a certain respect, the more you treat yourself well, the more you'll be of service to other people, which is something that we know you adore.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that. That's great.
Do you have a website, by the way?
I do.
What is it?
Tag Online created it, and it's Susan E. www.susanefinch.com.
D as in, like, Deborah?
Oh, sorry. I better learn how to speak. E as in everyone.
Susan
e.
as in everyone. It's more the connection.
Yeah.
SusanEFinch.com,
yes.
Excellent. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you're listening to this. If you want help with your speech or your accent reduction, either way, if you want to learn a dialect and you're an actor or actress or just for the fun of it, she does it via Skype as well. And I may as well say that, because she got to pay for her dog.
Right. We got to pay for the dog's operation.
That's so lovely of you. You guys are great. Thank you.
Well, I actually think anybody who works with you in any capacity
is got a gift.
Fortunate indeed. So
right.
We're
thank you.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in today, Susan.
Thank you.
Yes,
and I'll
Susan.
See you Friday.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you for the intimacy weekend. We'll have fun.
We'll have an intimate weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
By the way, if you're not yet on our email list and would like to be able to get our online newsletter and our blogs and our articles of the month and videos of the month, go to transformationmadeeasy.com. On the right-hand side is the Excellence Club, and you can just sign up. It's free. We never share your information with anyone, so we We'll be
happy
to have you.
Yeah, you won't be getting any spam from us.
So you certainly can find out more on Facebook, Transformation Made Easy. I detect a theme. Same with our YouTube channel,
Transformation Made Easy,
but it's the letters E and Z, because it had to be a little shorter for YouTube. So it's been really lovely being with you
all today. Yes, it has been. Thank you all very much for joining us.
And we'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Yes, please.
And don't miss
being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.